Some people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd, Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. On the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network, our myriad of stations throughout Southwest Florida. Our website, ESPNSWFL.com. By the way, you can listen live or listen back in time in the Sheeman and Shepherd podcast, Best Ofs. Our app, it is free. Download us, listen live there, ESPN Southwest Florida. We're on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. You can follow me at Craig ESPN and Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. Our phone number is Stony Brook Golf Club text line, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Today is the first day of winter, winter solstice at 10:59 a.m. this morning. And to those of you, those of you who suffered a little wind, maybe even a tornado, there was an official F1 tornado in Fort Myers today. I hope all is well with all of you. It was a little dicey this morning, and it wasn't a tornado in my neighborhood, but I'm telling you, trash cans were blowing around, Christmas decorations blowing down the street. It was a crazy morning for most of you out there in Southwest Florida. So I hope everybody's good. Things have calmed down. Is it still windy out? I haven't stuck my head outside all day.
It's died down a little bit, Craig.
It's 73 right now. It's nice.
Well, that's what the wind was, not the temperature.
Well, no, I'm saying it seems nice. The sun was out earlier, right. Not for long. But
it could be windy and nice, or it could be, you know, not windy and nice. Either way.
Or windy and not nice.
Yeah, all the above, which was this morning. Windy and not nice.
Yeah.
Cloudy, a little bit of rain, a tornado. Yeah, not good times.
There were a lot of people in Cape Coral, about 1,000, that lost power early this morning, too.
Somebody was texting us saying that they lost power, still didn't have it.
Wow. That
really? Was about, I think it was last hour, maybe the 3 o'clock hour.
That could be annoying.
Yeah.
All right.
For them.
Yeah, right. Coming up... Urban Meyer is the gift that keeps on giving. He's in the news again from Sports Illustrated. We'll have the details on that. We've got two NFL games tonight. Had two last night. By the way, I read somebody, and I know the games were so-so last night, although a fantastic finish, if you will, with Raiders-Browns.
So-so? They were boring.
Yeah. I would say it had a nice end. I mean, it was an exciting ending for the Raiders-Browns, but you wade through the rest of it. I'm just saying there are some people that think the two Monday nighters regular all season is the way we're headed someday.
I like it. I love it.
I don't know if you could do that format, though.
You couldn't.
Because you've got a 2 o'clock Pacific time for Monday night football.
No, I think 7 and 10 is what they want.
Yeah.
7 and 10, like they do opening weekend.
I would not outrule that.
Yeah. No, I agree. You're not going to do regularly 5. No, that doesn't really serve any purpose. But you get 7 and 10 is fine.
Is it that different out west? I mean, could you do a 4 o'clock game?
Nobody would see it.
You're stuck
on the 405 at 405. That's my rule of thumb.
That's Los Angeles. That's not everybody on the West Coast.
Right.
I mean, but like, that's just be
missing
weird.
That, but a lot of people will still be at work, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Radio would be big. People listen on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think that's where the NFL is driving it. All right, so beer pong is miniature basketball guy. Says my boss's in-law's house got hit by the tornado.
Okay.
Man, I saw some pictures earlier. It looked kind of crazy out there. All right, I hope everybody's doing better and picking up the pieces. In the meantime, at 9 minutes past the hour, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
It's brought to you by the all-new, totally redesigned Mercedes-Benz S-Class that's arrived at Mercedes-Benz of Naples just in time for the winter event. Visit us online at mbnaples.com to reserve yours today. Two football games tonight. The football team is in Philadelphia. Garrett Gilbert getting the start for Washington there. And the Rams host the Seahawks. Both games starting at the same time.
That seems different.
How about that? Von Miller going to be back on the field for the Rams. Tyler Lockett, Alex Collins both out for the Seahawks. The Chiefs have placed 7 players on the COVID list, including Tyreek Hill, Green Bay wide receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and Buffalo wide receiver Cole Beasley. Both tested positive. And former Ohio State quarterback Jack Miller transferring to Florida.
Okay. There is a story in Sports Illustrated. A reporter says that Urban Meyer's lawyer sent a threatening letter before the Josh Lambeau kicking the kicker story went out. Yeah, I was. Friend of the program, Rick Stroud, the Tampa Bay Times. This is all one day before Meyer was dismissed. Apparently, the Urban Meyer's people were preparing to offer unnamed players to give his version of the story. Did not deny that he kicked Lambeau, just denied the severity of which he kicked him.
This is so stupid.
Not Rick Stroud. Awesome reporting.
Yes.
He said, I got a threatening letter from Meyer's lawyers about publishing the story without certain information. They wanted to offer up a couple of players, but only off the record. If you're Urban Meyer's attorney, then you're dumber than him. I mean, what do you mean? What do you think that's going to scare a guy like Rick Stroud? Off the record, you're going to. How do you think that would go over if he actually did try to sue him for that? Like, for what?
I don't know, man.
How do you think that would go over with off the record comments? What are you, crazy? Like, that would ever hold up in a court? It looks what makes Urban Meyer, again, with these non-denials, he's even more guilty, in my opinion, than ever. Yeah. So, trust me, I promise you that if he had to, Rick Stroud would get guys on the record to testify that it did happen.
Yeah.
As opposed to off the record.
And you probably have some people that would be willing to do it.
Oh, my God, yeah. Starting with the janitor all the way. It doesn't have to necessarily be players. It can be anybody.
Yeah. Well, it makes you think what players was he going to give up, you know, to talk on his behalf? And what could he have been dangling over their head if they either agreed or didn't agree? Do you go to the 52nd guy on the roster and say, hey, I need you to sit down with this reporter and say some good things about me? And if you do not, you won't be here next year.
I got an interesting possibility. This kicking incident allegedly happened in preseason. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, for the final game and the fourth preseason game.
I'm thinking, who's an Urban guy? Well, Tim Tebow was
on
the team.
Would
he put Tim in that awkward of a spot?
Tim Tebow will never be quoted as an unnamed source.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm pretty confident about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing to gain for him.
I know.
I mean, I get it that he likes Urban Meyer, and Urban might be a nice guy to hang out with. I don't know. But I don't see why Tim Tebow would put his reputation on the line for
Urban Meyer strikes me as the kind of guy, me. It's all about me. Me. Look what I did, me.
Like me. Like me. I'm that kind
me.
Of guy. No, I'm just kidding.
I, me.
Mm-hmm.
Me. I. Yeah. Wow. He's not the kind of guy I want to go out and have a drink with. No.
No.
Not for me.
He doesn't seem like that type of guy, but I don't know anybody that knows him personally.
Wait a minute. He is the kind of guy you want to go out and have a beer with. We have video of him going out for a beer about 8 weeks ago.
If that's what you have to do for him to buy you a beer, I don't want him buying me a beer. Not sitting on anybody's hand for that.
Woo!
Goodness gracious.
But that's amazing. They wanted to offer up a couple of players, but only off the record. Really?
Well.
Really? So you're going to sue him for what? Threatening letters? I would like to know. When he said a threatening letter,
yeah.
What did he threaten? I'd like to know. I'd like to see the letter.
Yeah.
I'd like to know exactly what was threatened. Was it physical? Was it professional? Was it financial? All three? Because that's a pretty big word there.
Yeah.
Stroud says Meyer's lawyer sent a threatening letter before the story's relief.
I mean, shut it down. Don't go with this or else. By the way, the over-unders dropped another half point tonight. Washington
40.
Football Team Eagles now even 40 points.
Yep.
Value on the over.
Really? The difference between 40 and a half and 40? No. Now you're flipping the value?
Yep, that's the line.
Is that
for
the
me.
Line of demarcation for you, 40 points in this game?
Bingo.
Nope.
You got it.
With the great Garrett Gilbert?
Didn't he play for Dallas last year? I think he played for Dallas
he
last year.
Yeah, when Andy Dalton was out, Dak was out, Andy Dalton was out, I think Gilbert was their guy.
But after Ben DiNucci.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was the fourth
guy. Because Ben DiNucci got hurt too, didn't he?
Or was it before Ben DiNucci?
I can't remember.
Yeah,
it's something to do with Ben DiNucci.
Drake fan says Urban Meyer should take young Sean to New Orleans.
Yeah, it'd be fun. It'd be a good time in New Orleans.
For who? Who, Urban or Sean?
Urban. Well, both of them.
I mean, why do we want to expose young Sean to Urban Meyer, one of the meanest people on earth? And Sean, one of the most optimistic people on earth.
I think that they balance each other.
Hmm.
Craig?
Maybe. You know,
yin and yang, huh?
Sean could take Urban around in that Monte Carlo. Show him a good time. I think so.
he chose Sean the good time.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sean.
New Orleans, him and Sean would get into a lot of trouble in New Orleans. No, I'm pretty confident about that.
Sean is a peace officer of the law now. No, he's not going to do any mischievous stuff.
I could see Urban abandoning. I could see Urban abandoning young Sean, and you know, because he's not familiar with Bourbon Street or Canal Street over there, and he would be. I think what would happen is Urban would go off on his own eventually. Young Sean would be kind of lost.
You're probably right. I could see Urban being a guy that's, you know, grass is greener. Hey, I'm going to go hang out with these cool new cats that I just met at the daiquiri bar.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Sure. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, so 7 o'clock tonight, we got Washington football team and the Eagles. You know, I had a thought. I'm going to bypass that for a minute. So I remember what we were like last year with COVID and no fans. And we finally, we just this time last year, we're just trying to have 25% capacity. Yep. We're heading to a Super Bowl. We're like, oh, my God, what are we going to do if a Tom Brady or somebody gets COVID and all that? Here we are a year later. It seems more likely that this year's Super Bowl is going to be disrupted by massive players not making the – I mean, what if the Super Bowl this weekend were the Kansas City Chiefs? They got like 9 guys out. Travis Kelce on down.
Yeah,
I think we're more likely to have the problem this year than we were last year, and I wouldn't have thought that last year.
Well, it depends, and rules can change again between now and February. We got a couple months here, so to figure this out. My man Otis texting in from the Grand Canyon. Yeah, it looks like Grand Canyon, right, Craig?
Yeah, well, it's definitely Arizona, and some snowfall.
Yeah, getting a little cool out there at times. Yeah, look at it. Just got a parka on and a baseball hat.
Oh, wow. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Is that snow or white sand?
That is snow. Check out the next picture.
It's the same thing.
No, there's 2 pictures. Go down one.
Snow and white sand.
Well, that's true. When I say dreaming of a white Christmas, I mean walking barefoot on a beach down here on the water. Oh, I've always said that.
FMB.
Yeah. FMB. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Otis at the Grand Canyon with some snow. Has Otis ever seen snow before? Yeah, because his wife's from up north. That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Good picture, Otis. Keeping it real down there in Arizona.
Optimist with the COVID stuff.
Who you?
So many teams are infected that
they're
all going to be available eventually.
Well, I think this helps a team like your Dolphins because you can have teams that are better than you just collapse here in the month of December.
No, nobody's collapsing in the AFC.
Not yet.
It's amazing.
Well, the Chiefs got a big problem this week.
I thought the Steelers might. I still rule them. I've eliminated them. But no, I thought Vegas might.
I was really rooting for Cleveland last night. I want a team out of this tiebreaker scenario as a Dolphins fan, especially a team that has the win over Miami.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
But you gained a spot last night, didn't you? Went from 12 to 11, I think.
I think you're correct, yes.
Yeah, now Cleveland's 12. Cleveland could have been as high as 4.
Yeah, Cleveland's 12. But again, I mean, all of these teams are 8-6 or 7-7. Cincinnati, Indianapolis, the Chargers, Buffalo, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Las Vegas, Miami, Cleveland, Denver. They are all 7-7 or 8-6.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The first seed and the 13th seed in the AFC are separated by 3 games.
Yeah. It's a madhouse with just what Pete Rozelle wanted. I mean, this is parody to its
never seen.
Even if we didn't have a 17th game, it would still be unbelievable.
And this is why Craig arguing every offseason about how expansion is bad doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because now you've got 8 AFC fan bases that have a legitimate shot of making the playoffs. If you compress that a little bit, you're taking a spot away. Now it's only 3 spots for 10 teams. It just doesn't have the same excitement level.
See, I don't know. I can't relate to any of this. Everybody's still being in the hunt. Here we are in middle December. Because my team is one of 5 teams not in the hunt, and I cannot enjoy the Christmas Yuletide feeling that you all have with
your
teams.
So
I'm kind of dead inside.
So
right
for
now.
You, unless expansion is every team gets into the playoffs, it doesn't really matter to you a whole heck of a lot.
No, and what I'm really upset about is we've dropped one in the draft.
Don't be upset about beating the best team in the NFC.
You'll still get a team. But my biggest argument with you in college about the expansion isn't so much your argument. It's that it's just more football to watch. Regardless of whether you think it's going to be bad or good, whatever, it extends the college football season, which is really the most important part, isn't it?
We're still playing games.
What if we had quarterfinals this weekend?
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
We did in November when Ohio State lost to Michigan out. Quarterfinal.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
Right.
No, that's fair.
That's my
point. Absolutely fair.
I get it.
Otherwise, that would have been like an exhibition game because they're going to play again like next week.
You know what, Pete? It's like the SEC championship game. I know what Craig is saying. The SEC championship game, that was basically a quarterfinal.
Mm-hmm. I get all that.
Oh, wait.
I get,
but
it wasn't.
Wrong again.
And the other part of this thing,
get
too. Which they have to do it. I mean, for many, many years, I told you, what's his name, former commissioner of the Pac-12. This whole crap about the Rose Bowl having this power, and they still do, which is a hang-up of the playoffs because they want to use the Rose Bowl as one of the playoff sites, but they are so hung up on having a regular Rose Bowl. In this day and age, it's not the same thing anymore. It would still have the same prestige.
Now, speaking as a fan of the Rose Bowl, I agree with you on that. It's like, okay, guys.
But that's a big holdup here, Craig. Again,
I can't fix everything. I can't fix it all.
But anyway, and before, as I told you, the entire team is under COVID protocol, but they still intend to play in the Sun Bowl on the 31st. I guess positive players across several position groups would be a challenge to leave as scheduled.
All right.
Yep.
I can hold your breath. We got to get to the finish line. I mean, nobody really cares that the NBA is having scrub players off the street filling rosters, but we're getting a serious crunch time for football season, both college and NFL, and we don't want that messed up.
But Christmas Day is a pretty big day in the NBA, and they're talking about moving times around.
Not when there's NFL.
Oh, I agree. This
I don't even care this year.
If I were the NBA, I would be prioritizing the 1 o'clock and the the noon and the 2:30 window.
Yeah.
Football starts at 4:30.
Right.
I'm not beating, who is it, Packers-Browns?
Yeah.
I think it's Packers-Browns. You're not beating that.
I agree. No. 4:30, Browns-Packers, and then 8:15, Colts-Cardinals. Two very good games. Interconference games that have a gigantic impact. If you're a Miami fan or a fan of anybody in the AFC but the Browns and Colts, you are rooting for the Packers and the Cardinals.
Mm. Yep. All right. Very good.
Can you read Dopey's text real quick?
No.
He said he sent it late. The one about?
No.
About who?
Hang on. No. He's a Georgia fan. DeAndre Swift. No.
Oh,
no.
DeAndre Swift!
He's going to work out of the gun. There's that three men back on that goal line. Stafford's got it. Three-man rush for Chicago.
No.
Stafford loads and throws. And
yes!
Just caught! No, he dropped it! DeAndre Swift dropped it. It was a touchdown in his hands.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, no.
For the record, we
still get goosebumps.
This week, we are the best team in the NFC. We are. 18.
What are you talking about?
We just beat the number one seed by 18 points. It wasn't like a squeaker. We destroyed them.
You're 2-3-1 in your last six.
That's pretty damn good.
It's not playoff good.
It's close.
It's close to being playoff. You're close to in the hunt over the last 6 weeks.
Close. Dangerously close. I'm feeling it. 2022, if we even have football, big year for the Lions. Big. I'm already on it. I'm already on the bandwagon. I'm already ready for draft coverage. Count me down. Let's go.
I don't believe you.
Why don't you believe me?
Big year for the Lions next year.
Why not?
I just don't believe you.
Chris. We are only a quarterback, three receivers, a backup tight end, one left guard, a pass rush.
Can happen.
And one more secondary player away from being in the mix. Are you kidding me? We're right there.
Right there. Oh, God.
All right, let me tell you about a great company here in Southwest Florida. Let's say, for example, a tornado on the 21st blew your doors through your building. You got them fixed. Hopefully that didn't happen. It did happen to some people. It did, unfortunately. If you got any kind of automatic doors, fire doors, metal doors, you got doors. And if they have problems, whether they're caused by an accident or just wear and tear, you need to call the Flying Locksmiths. The Flying Locksmiths are a local company right here in Southwest Florida, and they'll help you out. I'm talking about Jeff, Nick, Randy, Daniel, very eager to please show you what they know and how to save you money and fix your problem. Don't wait for some specialty company from out of town to take 2 weeks to come fix your doors, right? Call the Flying Locksmiths. They'll be there tomorrow. FlyingLocksmiths.com. That's FlyingLocksmiths.com. Here's the number. Tell them Craig sent you. They love that. 239-790-6880. 239-790-6880. The Flying Locksmiths. If it's on the door, we handle it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass is Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thank you for tuning in. We will be on the air tomorrow. We're going to treat it as a Friday show. That means Pigskin Pick, Pickapalooza 2.0. Harry Carey will join us. He's already booked solid for, he's confirmed for 24 hours from now. Lots of, you know, Miley Cyrus, the whole deal. Then we're off.
Are we sure about Miley?
Yeah, we do.
No, we didn't do it last time, right?
Well, yeah, we did. We did it Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
You sure?
Yeah, 1,000% sure.
Okay.
Go back. It's on the tape.
If you say so.
We will take Thursday off. It's Festivus. Friday is New Year's Eve. We're off. And then off the following week, we will be back in the new year on Monday, January 3rd. So we wish all of you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. But we're here tomorrow, so we'll say our goodbyes then. Then we're good to go.
Zippy says, I put my chihuahua up against your coin any day. She's old, deaf, and blind, but she's only one game behind. Aw. Okay.
If she's one game behind the coin, then she's tied with me.
Yeah, the coin has taken the lead in the Pigskin Picks at 500, 63, and 63.
The Rock says, Pete, I see what you mean. I just waited for about 7 minutes while a lady sat in her car waiting for someone to back out of a parking spot at Coconut Point Mall. Just didn't have a care in the world for anybody else. Yeah. And there should be, you should get a ticket for that.
I'd get on my horn.
Yeah. I would too at some point.
Get on my horn.
7 minutes is a long time if that was not an exaggeration, if that was legit. Right?
Wyoming with another touchdown. We've got 51 on the board. Need to get to 60. Need to get 59 and a half.
Saw Gabe tweeted out about an hour ago. He thought the game would get to 90.
Yeah. He did. He was right. Probably will. 28-24, 52.
It's a Craig Sheeman special, unless I just jinxed it.
My favorite part of the tweet was, I'm watching.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you can look at the scoreboard and tell there's a lot of points here.
This is the real potato? The famous potato.
Idaho.
Famous Idaho potato. Get it right. It's one of the most famous balls of all. That's why they call it the famous Idaho potato ball.
Famous Idaho potato bowl.
Yes.
It rolls off the tongue like Rose Bowl has for over 100 years. Just,
well,
same breath.
I mean, potatoes do more for the economy than roses.
Wonder what the percent.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Otis with some great pictures from the Grand Canyon with his family.
Got the family. Don't fall off, Otis. Otis, don't step to the right. It's a long ways down. No, I've been where he's at.
You go down on donkeys, right? They take you down?
You can.
I'm saying you can.
Oh, absolutely. You can tent.
But where he's at?
Yeah.
The Brady Bunch did that. There's a gift shop there. You literally could buy a book that has all the ways people have died. They lose like 20 people a year where he's at. Just people going off on the edge, taking pictures and selfies and falling off. Happens all the time there. It doesn't make a lot of news.
Remember back in the day when the Brady Bunch went to Grand Canyon and when they first get there, there's this rail that they're all, and it was real, and they're all hanging over, and It was a long way down.
You're darn right.
And that railing looked very unstable.
My wife got so mad at me because I stepped over that rail to get a good picture. Oh, yeah. She got pissed. She probably thought I would die. So
that was where Joe Dirt was left as well. the Grand Canyon.
That's exactly where this is. Yeah.
Yeah. Dopey wants to know if Otis walked out of the glass expansions you can see down below. Is he going to bungee jump?
That's on the north side. I believe Otis is on the south side of the rim. And it's a whole, you just can't cross it. You got to go like states. There's the Utah side. There's the Arizona side.
They have bridges, right?
No.
They don't have bridges?
You don't bridge over the Grand Canyon.
Why not?
It's you don't. Mammoth.
You can bridge over.
There's no man-made structure that can
cover Manhattan
that.
River.
Stop.
I guess I've never seen it in person, so I don't have a great common
point
of reference.
But I know what he's talking about. There's a tribe out there that has, they've got a glass U-shaped walkout that walks out over the edge. But I believe that's on the north side of the rim, nowhere near where Otis is.
That's the only thing. When I was out there in 07, and we were supposed to go and just, trip got canceled last second. Looked forward to that.
I got to tell you, when you get out of your car in your parking lot and you clear around some trees and then you see out the Grand Canyon. Words or pictures can't do it justice. You get a moment of vertigo. It's like, whoa, the depth and the deep and how far across it and all the colors. It's just, it takes your mind a second to adjust to it. It's unbelievable in person. So sorry you didn't get to go.
Yeah, I'll get there again.
Captain Deb checking in. Hey, just want to wish you three a Merry Christmas. And remember,
fishing is life.
Well, with the exception of this morning, apparently. Yeah, it was a little choppy out there. Hard chop.
Slight chop. Yeah, that's not a slight chop.
Small craft advisory this morning, I bet.
Small craft advisory? How about any craft advisory? That was brutal.
Yeah.
That is brutal.
Somebody texted pictures in earlier from the waves coming in off, I can't remember, was it Captiva?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, a sailboat sunk.
Well.
But they were big.
A female ref has been on that glass walkway on the north side of the Grand Canyon.
I got to go to the Grand Canyon.
Otis doesn't like the way I described the view.
Terrible.
I thought it was spot on. At least that was my experience when I went.
What was your analogy again?
Just how you get a moment of vertigo as you take it all in, the huge vastness of it all.
Well, yeah, I think a lot. I mean, yeah. You ever been up to the Empire State Building and look out? I mean, you can get.
I've been higher. I've been on top of the World Trade Center.
Well, is that because of your drug dealings you've been higher or like physically? But like,
physically,
mentally.
When you're on top of the World Trade Center, excuse me, you're looking down on the Empire State Building. Tower over.
So it's only 6,000 feet deep.
Oh, would you stop?
I'm serious. If we can build the tunnel, I think that we can engineer a way to put a road across the Grand Canyon.
You are not messing with one of the great, is it one of the seven wonders of the world?
Yes.
Absolutely. All made by water. You don't mess around with that.
Otis is eating rattlesnake tonight. I also had rattlesnake when I don't think it was Grand Canyon, but same trip when I went to Sedona.
Those are farmed.
Fried.
Are they gluten-free?
I don't know. It was fried, I can tell you that. Dipped in a nice hot sriracha sauce.
Are you camping down there?
Yeah, actually, I was camping.
No, I'm talking about Otis. Otis is camping there?
No, Otis, where are you staying? There's not exactly a ton of hotels where you're at.
I refuse to stay anywhere overnight if I can't get a bucket of ice somewhere.
Like, how tall is the Skyway Bridge?
Oh, that's tall.
It's 200 feet? I don't know.
No, not
still
200
freaks me
feet.
Out.
More
than
less
that.
Or more?
Way more.
You think it's?
I was thinking closer to 600.
But what's your point?
My point is, if that's what's on top of the water, it's probably got to go down. Maybe not the same distance, but quite a way. I'm just saying, we've already built 15% of the structure that we need to have a road cross the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be done.
I think you're wrong, Chris.
Sunshine's
it's 430
feet.
Okay,
seems
so
more.
It's probably a 600-foot piling.
4.14 miles.
Well, hold on. Clearance below 180, but the height is... Oh, the tower. So basically, when you're on the road, you're only 180 feet above the ground. So I was right with my 200.
No, 480.
No,
yes.
Chris. The height, including the spires...
Is 480.
But the clearance, basically where the road is 180.
No, that's just they don't want taller boats than that going into the harbor.
Because it's 180 above the water.
No, there's no way that's 180 feet. Craig, this tower behind our building
is
280 feet.
I have,
it's much
I have
taller
boated
than that.
Under the Sky Bridge. I have flown over it, and I've driven over
Craig,
it. I'm reading Wikipedia. I'm reading facts to you.
I base jumped off of it, Craig. I'm not impressed by
your stuff. Totally lying right now. You're totally lying to try to make a point.
First time I went over it, it was freaky. Because I love bridges. They don't bother me. This is by far the biggest bridge I've ever been on in my life. Probably a lot of other people too. By far, and it's beautiful and it's unbelievable, man. When you're first ascending, it is. It's a little freaky.
If the Egyptians could build the pyramids using a system of pulleys and levers, I think we could engineer it.
Aliens help them. Okay, we don't have them now.
Maybe not my brain, but if you put some of the smartest brains on this task, I think it could be done. And maybe
why? Why would you want to ruin that beautiful view with an unsightly road?
Maybe you save a life because an ambulance can get across the canyon instead of having to drive four states up.
That's what helicopters are for.
Hey, that's valid.
Or a donkey. Take a donkey.
The MV Summit Venturer collided in 1980, and wow. Structural damage, 35 people when vehicles got killed when they plunged into Tampa Bay.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I saw it when it was half there. I rode on the new one. And
it's the fishing pier.
Yeah.
That's what the fishing pier is now.
But for years, you had this, you'd be on the new bridge, and the old bridge would be there, and it goes up, and then it's just missing, and you're looking down because that's where.
Man.
Yeah.
My man also saying in Sedona, okay, great.
Lovely Sedona. Yes. Red Rock.
Very nice. A lot of great restaurants. Peter, have you ever driven over the Verrazano? Yes, of course I've driven over the Verrazano. It's a very beautiful bridge, but it's not like this one. It's not like this one. Mm. Yeah, my tax dollars paid for that bridge, and it needed it. It's a beautiful bridge. It's the one that we see when you come into the Boston Garden. You see
that one.
Yeah.
That's a very famous bridge.
It's new. Yeah, a lot of movies been shot on that bridge now.
Yeah, sure.
But it's a beautiful bridge. It's beautiful looking, and especially when they light it up. But there's something really special about this Sunshine Skyway Bridge. That is,
it's amazing how long the human race has been building bridges.
We got to get around.
You go back to like Julius Caesar and crossing the River Rhine, and in like 10 days building a bridge. That's an amazing accomplishment for humans.
Right on.
Yeah, bridges.
Bridges, fire, wheels. Basically, that's what you need.
That's life.
That is life.
Fishing is life. Here we go. Oh, nope. The NFL. No, I'm sorry. They just announced the announcing assignments for week 16. So Thursday, San Fran to Tennessee, Kevin Burkhardt, Greg Olsen, although I like Pam Oliver, Christina Pink.
I like Greg Olsen. I think he did a fantastic job on the Colts Pats game on
Saturday night. Yep, he did. Saturday on Christmas Day on Fox, NFL Network and Amazon, at Lambeau, you're Cleveland at Green Bay, Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, Aaron Andrews, Tom Rinaldi.
That's the one.
Yep. Andrew Kramer, Hannah Storm, Joe Taylor, Bucky Brooks, and Jeremiah. And Daniel Jeremiah. Then at 8:20, Indiana, Arizona, Joe Davis, Kurt Warner, Melissa Stark, Peter Schrager. I like Kurt Warner a lot.
I like Peter Schrager.
Did you see Kurt Warner's jacket last night?
Yeah.
No.
He looked like a spaceman or a Hershey Kiss, something. It all puffed up in silver.
And his movie comes out this weekend, right?
Yep. When AB...
I won't watch.
When it was announced that he was coming back and not going to be cut, after his fake vaccination card situation, he reached out on Twitter. He says, put some respect on my name.
Yeah.
And Mike Florio tweeted back, is there room for it on that fake vaccination card regarding his name?
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Mike Florio's not a funny guy. He's a down the middle guy.
I'm going to tell you a true story. So I am out. We are broadcasting at the network I was at the time at the Lake Tahoe annual celebrity golf tournament that's every June and July. And, of course, NBC broadcasts it. And the NBC executives were on the air talking to me. We did an interview with them. And after we were off the air, they're still talking to me. And they know I had done some work with Mike Florio.
He was on with me every Sunday. We did a NFL segment, obviously. And they go, well, we're thinking about using him at NBC on TV. Is he a funny guy? He's got some outgoing personality. And I said, no, that's not who he is.
No,
he's very stern and straight, and he's got his facts straight, but he's not entertaining. Well, but has he got some entertainment? No, he doesn't. And obviously, they ignored me and hired him, and he's had a very successful career ever since.
Quick correction of my Coastal Carolina. The Verrazano Bridge in New York. No, I mistook it for the Zakin Bridge in Boston, which is only less than 300 feet. No, Verrazano Bridge in New York, I've never been over. I've been over the George Washington. I've been over the Tappan Zee. I have not been over the Verrazano Bridge, which I know is close to 700 feet. So, yeah, but my mistake. I was thinking of the Zakin, which is the one in Boston that's lit up.
The harbor.
Goes over the harbor. Yeah.
All over the harbor. Well, all right.
They decided to fix Mike Florio by putting Chris Sims with him and all of his personality with every button buttoned. Very buttoned up.
Yep.
Chris Sims is always kind of tweaking his hairstyle, like a little extra shaved this day, you know what I'm saying?
I wrote him off last week.
What did he say last week?
He had a take on Tua that I completely disagree with.
Accurate or not accurate?
He's had a couple takes on Tua that are way off.
Completely wrong.
He's had a couple takes on Brady that are way off. He's had a couple takes on a lot of things that are way off.
He's a contrarian trying to get headlines,
well,
man.
I get it, sometimes.
He's grown on me a little bit. I think he's a lot better than he was because Florio calls him out on everything.
All right, we're out of time. The Florida Gators close out the 2021 season with the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl Thursday night against Central Florida. The Gators on ESPN Southwest Florida has been brought to you by Duncan's Diamonds with three full showrooms and online at duncansdiamonds.com. What you got next? Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got is brought to you by Backstreet's Bar and Grill, 47 Terrace in Cape Coral. Got a couple texts during the break. Craig, what about the Mackinac Bridge from the Upper Peninsula to the Lower Peninsula of Michigan? Yeah, in fact, Kentucky Tim says, Craig, Skyway or Mackinac Bridge, which is scariest? Mackinac Bridge, 10 times scarier than Skybridge.
What? Really?
Yes.
Is it higher?
It's just a 5-mile suspension bridge over water. And I don't know if it's higher. I don't think it is higher, but it's just the rails are smaller, everything's thinner, and you feel like you can blow over the edge a lot easier than Skybridge. Skybridge, I feel safe. If something were to happen,
I feel safe, but the ascension is like going up a gigantic roller coaster.
It is. But anyway, last night I gave you a winner. It was close, but it doesn't matter. I told you Sixers-Celtics take under 213. It hit at 211, so that's good. Tonight, Suns-Lakers, high number here, 224. Take the under there. I think the Suns will get about 120, but I don't know that the Lakers will crack 100. AD's out. LeBron's got another ab strain. Going to have to do heavy minutes if he plays. They're in shambles right now. The Lakers are 1-4 in the division, by the way. Suns, Lakers, under 224. Pete Chipper?
We're going to stick in college football tonight. UTSA has their best running back. Not playing because he's going to the NFL. This feels like an under to me, San Diego State. They got clobbered by Utah State in their conference championship game. But it's 48.5. I think it's a little too high. So I like under 48.5 in the Frisco Bowl tonight between San Diego State and Texas San Antonio.
Okay. And Crystal Ball?
Gave out two winners last night. We were on the Browns plus the points. I was on the money line, but the points won. Yeah. And basketball play, we took 12 points with the Thunder. They lost by 10. Yeah. So it's a winner. Tonight, two plays for you. I like the Road Runners plus 2.5 against the Aztecs. Mm-hmm. So let's take UTSA there. And I'm going to go to the late game for the total tonight. Seattle at the Rams. This game is in Los Angeles, guys. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah,
or not.
I heard that.
We're going to go under 47 in this game.
Like
Seattle
that.
In NFC West games, you take the under.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those are my two plays tonight.
Okay. Very good. That will do it. We're just ESPN radio programming tonight. And then, Pete, you hit your over on the Wyoming-Kent State?
Well, if they reel this a touchdown, I will be only, if they make the extra point, just 1 point away. Of course, it's going to be on 59.
You got all day.
58 right now. 2:42 to go in the third. Extra point pending.
Yeah, you got 17 minutes of football left. This is a lock.
Don't do that. I have been there before.
What are you doing?
I told you, it'll come down drive it to the 5, fumble, the other team's going back, drive it to the 10, fumble, and then all of a sudden you're down to 2 minutes sweating it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, and needing a field goal.
Craig Sheeman's special.
An 11-point game.
I was going to miss it. No, you made the extra point. So a 34-24, Wyoming.
Well, 1 point or 2 points, it doesn't matter. The next score's going to cover it.
Yeah. Unless you 35-24, so it's at 59. I got 59.5. I seem to safety.
Ah, that lovely hook. So you've got the under on the one game tonight out west.
The lake. I guess it's not the late game. It's just the other game.
I've got the under on the
And I've got the under in the San Diego State.
The NFL. UTSA two NFL games tonight.
Yep.
Some unders guys, huh?
Yep. And I'm not.
Look at us full of funness.
See, I don't like taking under. I'm always more comfortable taking an over.
Well, everybody
usually.
Is, but...
Okay, let me reverse that coin. You're always You are always winning an under bet when the game starts.
Okay.
Facts.
As opposed to if they score a bunch of points and then it's third quarter and you're like, this thing's over already, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
But there's always the possibility that there are no more points. Possibility, I
possibility.
Said.
Possibility. Okay. All right. That's the way to be. That's the way to be positive.
Optimistic. That's my name.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that. All right. So tomorrow, our last show of the year.
Yeah. Big,
big, big blowout. Pick-a-palooza. Whole bunch of fun. Pick-a-palooza 2.0. You know we do the Thanksgiving.
And happy anniversary, Chris, to you and Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you know what? You just reminded. I saw it in his eyes. Oh yeah, I got to go pick something up.
That's not it.
For Chris, anniversary boy. For Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.